1993, we're gathered at the mailing room for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hello, Canada.
Hello, hello.
Welcome home. I think a little bit of today's meeting is going to have to be off the record, but let's clarify who I am. I'm Yorgos Seres Hatton. I come with, let's not misunderstand, I come with the hopes of God. And for you ones who do not get to sit with us very much, also remember that neither do you have to sit in the courtroom and put up with a badger. These are all lessons that must be learned before we can move into the real activities for which we're here. I know that ones get very impatient. Please remember, impatience is a lack of faith. First of all, you have to have every reason, every confirmation, so that you can have the faith you need to trust us. I haven't made it that far with Dharma yet. On the other hand, by being aware and by always questioning, you don't get careless. And somehow, once they've taken a few pot shots at you personally, you do begin to pay a little better attention. And it's you're not quite so eager to rush out there where angels won't tread. We have a brother in trouble. And this brother even believes I'm exactly who I say I am. On the other hand, when you're asking God for guidance and you refuse to use the guidance given, you have to understand the remainder of the mission will be not be jeopardized by your choices. I'm greatly pained by the Rennick situation. On the other hand, precious Chilas, understand something. Were it not for the protection that he has, he would be headed for death row. He fully intended to kill the sheriff in order to get himself shot. You note his gun did not fire. It has a dented firing mechanism. That is not the kind of help that you need. And yet the mind almost goes mad under the assaults. But let us take in our minds a little bit the sequence of events. You see, Ray did not originally lose his property because he talked about Judge Clark. Ray lost his property in a divorce settlement. So let us not even consider the rightness or the wrongness of either the circumstance or the judicial system in that instance. The facts are that laws are made by the legislature for the land. And there's certainly nothing against the laws of God that says in a divorce settlement a court may not award property or order it sold. It may not be right, understand, but it is neither against the laws of God nor is it necessarily wrong, depending on which side of the argument you're on. And when ones petition or pray to God for help, just because you petition one way, does that mean God will not hear the other side? If both be equally in good intent. Usually you're arguing over a piece of property that is of no value compared to your emotional stability, but what goes first? Your emotional stability, of course. You get centered on this piece of something that isn't really yours anyway. That being neither here nor there, I told Ray to not do this thing. As it got closer and closer to a time when his mouth was going to literally get him incarcerated, period, he could have gone either of these ways. He could have submitted willingly, gone in, and he still could have had a hearing. It may not be fair, but at least you're working within the law without giving them an opportunity to completely undo whatever you may have begun in fundamental structuring. It's not enough just to get attention and stand on the mountaintops and wave, because when one becomes so emotionally distressed, one begins to appear to be a heretic. And surely enough, as this man was being subdued by four or five officers, plain clothes had had him under surveillance, sheriffs, officers, man, they had been laying for him to come outside that house because it was booby-trapped. He would have blown up the entire community. I'm sorry, that's wrong. That's wrong. And you're going to get caught and you're going to get had. And it makes it very difficult then to go in and give the kind of support he wants. And while they are holding him down and he is kicking and screaming, guess whose phone number he was giving out? And even the neighbor said, well, I don't know. They were holding him down and he was screaming some 800 number. Somebody call the 800 number. Well, we go along pushing God into a corner, and then guess what? Sure enough, into the foxhole, God, come get me. And just supposing I'm foolish enough to send a beam and whisk him right out of the midst of their hands, what would we have gained? Miserable enemies. Absolutely more miserable. They would now have another card in their hand. Ray has deliberately plagued them, battered them, barraged them, threaten them in order to get arrested. Worse than that, he wanted to be shot. I'm sorry, that's a cop-out. I won't tolerate it. That is not the way to get attention. Unfortunately, there is no easy way now to get him unincarcerated. They set the bail at $200,000 and then they removed it. No bail. It didn't take half hour before the BATF was on Dixon's doorstep. They called him in for interrogation under the guise of understanding he was a demolition expert or something, when the funny part of that is all he did at one time was have a warehouse full of illegal fireworks. He had represented somebody in a court of law and he didn't have any assets, so they gave him all of their illegal fireworks. So they call him in under that pretense. What they were doing was saying, hey, we know who the man is talking to. You better be very careful what you do. God doesn't need to break the law. Don't make it more difficult for us to keep you safe. And if your thrust is toward those kinds of activity and that type of attention, if you are so infected with this need to do this by the gun, then keep your attachment to us very superficial. We'll run your articles in the paper. We will give you full credit. Believe me, full credit. And I personally will write an editorial note that will denounce everything that you've just done as being totally against anything that we would advocate. So I don't know exactly where we are or in helping Ray. If we can work it out, Ray will be better off. All we need is a lot of attention. You once need to give him some loving support with the cards. And they will be on notice that they better take pretty good care of him, or they will have intervention. On the other hand, this will give him some time to sit and put his thoughts onto paper. You become dangerous to yourself and everything we're trying to do when you act in that manner. This is like a cannon out of control or a missile with its computer system completely boggled. Or what you have created is something as in Jacob's ladder, where you have created a monster. You've made your troops aggressive, all right, but they just turn and kill each other, as they did in Vietnam. Wisdom. You must have wisdom in every action. We get more and more support from our brothers within the forces located on your place. On the other hand, they come under more and more scrutiny also. You see, there's plenty of evidence now to completely pull down the entire structure of what was the Bush administration and his rather dastardly doings. And they're not able just to wipe away those people that can talk. And that's been a baffling experience to them. And of course, the desirable thing is to literally take out somebody like Ray Rinnick, because even though he becomes recognized as an old idiot, you know, really far out, still the truth is there, and it's the truth they can't stand. And one of these days, William Clark is going to get his. On the other hand, to pull down William Clark, you may not pull down an entire mission or project to make your point. And Ray did write threatening letters to the judge. And he used material right out of the contact, actually right out of Russ Bacher's Clydesdale project, and threatened the judge. I'm sorry, that's against the law. And when MacDonald tried to reason with him for well over half an hour, please tell them how to disarm those bombs. His answer was, if I told them, they wouldn't believe me. And besides, if the area blows up, it'll sell more books. Well, hallelujah. Won't that help us a lot? He won't be around to write the book in the first place. And I'm sorry, we don't sanction this kind of behavior. So maybe our dynamite, always refer to Gene Dixon anymore as Dynamite Dixon or TNT Gene. He doesn't know which end the firecracker fuse is in, but let's just try to keep people alive and with a little bit of fundamental wisdom to keep you alive and well. We have a project to do. This is not it, to stir around out there and tattle on some judge. You know the system is bad. You know there is no judicial system anymore with justice. Look at the legal mess. No offense to humanity, but I want to tell you, lawyers stink. And yet you're stuck with them, aren't you? Look at this situation in Nevada. Going on 6 months when that should have been taken care of in 1 hour. Both instances. But look what you've learned. So we do not consider any appearance as being other than magnificent lessons. You had to test your corporation system, and you're not quite through, because you're getting ready to move into the next segment where not only lives are at stake, but the entire remnant mission will revolve around how well you will be able to utilize what you have learned. Does this mean that you're going to have to do all the work? No. But it means that someone doing the fundamental structuring knows what they're doing and sees to it that it is done correctly. We cannot wait to lay these foundations until it's in your lap and you don't know what to do with it. Look at your market. You are in the most explosive period in the history of the world. You have that market now dancing around 3,500, which was a magic key, not for me, for the elite. That was their goal, at which point they could then consider these other things. In the last week and a half, instead of the Institute looking worse, downwards, you have gone straight up, haven't you? Security in your collateral investment. But it's no good if you haven't structured your corporate structure to the point where it cannot be attacked. So what does this cause you ones to do? Well, most of you, it doesn't cause you to do anything. But with gold at a probably an all-time low for as long as you are going to be interested in it, there will come the time after they confiscate it and you are sitting there where gold will drop back down. And they're going to play with it now, because when the price of gold went up, a lot of ones began to buy as it began to go up, and then some sold. They are trying to place their funds. But as it begins to go up, guess what? That means that the ones you're waiting on to do some action are doing some action. And that means that you can't always say, well, maybe next month. One of these days it's going to be today. Not even tomorrow, today. Now what are you going to do today? Well, we're going to come and ask you what to do, Hatton. And I may just laugh at you. Sort of like the letter. I said 2 weeks ago, get it out day before yesterday. You lose your advantage if you don't do these things timely. And it gets harder for you in Canada. Because you see what has already happened in your free trade war. This is a war against the citizens of America. But you see what has happened in Europe. You see what's happening in Denmark. And don't you find yourself amused with tongue stuck clear over here in your eardrum, beyond your jaw and up in your eardrum when they voted it in after they'd voted it out? Doesn't it smell of dead fish in Denmark? Voting is nothing anymore except a nice facade. You're being just sucked in and sucked in and sucked in. And those ones in the spike training, for instance, with Mr. Greitz, can do all the practicing they want to with defense by weapons, and you're going to get killed. That's all you're going to do for yourself. You're not going to reclaim your nations. You're going to get yourself dead. And if that makes Commander a wimp, we'll see who prevails. I don't like going to war with ones. And I hope that you're aware I don't ever go to battle until the first assault is made. And then they cower in their little nitwit jungle. Well, you hit me first. Say again. You're not going to win anything with the gun. They have bigger ones. Great, big, bigger ones. They don't even need to touch you with the gun. Look what they did at Waco. The ones that were killed of their own forces, they did it themselves. In Saudi Arabia, friendly fire, remember? You killed more of your soldiers than the Iraqis ever thought of. But you murdered a whole bunch of them. I know that it is easier for you ones who have served in those special forces to know what I'm talking about. On the other hand, in the special forces, you have an advantage. Most of you who have been in the special forces for quite a while also know who I am, and the rest of the ones in this room just have to guess. I have good news about Gunther. He's in a place that is much more comfortable, much easier, actually, for him to get in touch with his Navy SEALs that he can seem to send out anytime he desires to do that. And I'm telling you, it makes me feel a great deal more secure for some of you. Does this mean Gunther Rosbacher is an angel? Oh, my goodness, did anybody read Operation Clydesdale? Well, what's an angel? I would rather have somebody wicked beyond belief coming into some realization that truth is going to be the only way off this place. And even treat it just like that. Than to go around proclaiming Jesus Christ and the blood has made me clean. And now I know it all, so don't even try to approach me. There's little hope for the latter. It would be wonderful if this mission were nothing but let us sit in this room and share our spiritualness. And then in unity we can inhale in each raise a half inch off the seat. You have got to get sometimes as far as 3 miles off that seat. And yes, indeed, we can do it. But you're not going to do it through the ways that have been offered to you. I cannot not go on the record because of ones out there. The only way they get their information is from the tapes. And I know that all of you are sick and tired of hearing patience, patience, patience. And yet, please be patient. No matter how much you think you know, there's always a little more to learn. And you're just a little bit better prepared when you are right up against it. So we fully intend to continue to share. But we also have to use discretion. Because so much of the information that I bring forth in this room is to our enemy before we can get the word. I don't mind that. I don't mind that because I want to tell you what happens. As long as we are monitored at Edwards in the CIA and right out here under the street, I don't have to worry about the information getting back to my enemy incorrectly. Dorma says, egads, is a SWAT team going to be back? Probably. They've never been anywhere else. Well, I mean, they're everywhere else, but they didn't go away. So what is your security? Well, you sit up there in a great big ship, Patton, and you can blast them out. Nope, that is not your security. I can keep you protected, but not in spite of your intent to be an idiot. You know, it's not really too good just to hide behind me and say, nanny, 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 you won't hit me. They have followed you. They have slept with you. They have bathed with you. We are not in the subversive business. We do not advocate overthrow. We do advocate that if you are ever going to save, quote, save anything of your freedoms, you must hold to and or reclaim your constitution, depending on the status at the time we're doing the teaching. You will note that today you may as well have no constitution. If it is not used in any manner whatsoever, then you have none, do you? So face it. What do you do if you have none? Draw a great big dot right over your heart or right between your eyes and stand out there and try, nanny, 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 I'm going to shoot you, and see how long you last. We're not here to save the world. We're not here to save anything. I cannot save you. I can give you enough truth that if you choose to act in such a manner to save yourself, you have the wherewithal with which to do it. No more and no less. I am sent here to prepare a place for the coming of the Commander-in-Chief. Just that simple. And reclaim the creations of God as far as his people. That means that if you're sitting in this room and you serve the adversary in your heart intent, you're going to go with the adversary. You have no ticket aboard. But I have been loyal, faithful in all of these things, but you do not believe. And I cannot get you from earth density into the security 3 to 5 miles off that surface if you are basically intentionally serving human adversary. I repeat, over 2/3 of your population of planet Earth are robotic programmed beings. I am not interested in bringing even one of those aboard anywhere. Those are basically programmed to the physical dimension. They bear evil intent, and no evil will come into the kingdom of God. He said it, he meant it. So at the most, all you have to worry about is 1/3 of the population of planet Earth. How many of those ones, souled beings, do you think have no intent except to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and follow his commandments? And let's not get silly on the idea of, oh, well, I don't want to give up sex, and I don't want to give up my easy chair, and I don't want... That is not what we're talking about. The laws of God are much more magnificent than what you do on Saturday night. And those arrangements are only between you and God. There will be a placement of every soul, S-O-U-L, for infinity. It doesn't mean that you may go and sit on God's lap and speak with his mouth, because he doesn't speak. He thinks, and his thought is manifest in you through soul. And the human experience with soul intact, it's more than just telling you for your own good emotionally you mustn't judge another. You cannot validly even fully discern the intent of another. And if you spend all of your time just trying to decide if that one's worthy of my attention or not, you're going to miss your own summons. Can't you just see it now? The craft is ready to take off, and half of you over there still trying to figure out who's supposed to be on the craft. But notice the unification that has taken place just in this non-group. In the last little while that you have been busy as a unit trying to accomplish something, and you see you didn't need to be a cult or a congregation or a commune or anything. You're going to do it by individual corporate structure. How dull. You mean this is God? We've got to do it business-wise? Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. You've got to learn that it will work. And I just got to pray awfully hard that it will. On the other hand, if I've said it will, I will make sure that it does. I arranged something this weekend that I have to hit EJ over the head with a 2x4. You see, there's no corner on knowledge or voices or insight. And I wait and see if the bells will ring, and I find that most of my people, it isn't humbleness exactly, it is that you ones cannot recognize not only your own power within this structure, but that you might be a focus, or that you might have something else to offer. I have had to work day and night to bring brother along to the point where he can even accept the possibility of me. I've really had to hit AC with the 2x4 over and over and over again. And the harder I hit, the harder the adversary hit. The young man has walked through hell. As will all of your families if you don't release it. But I couldn't let this one go. And you ones don't get it attached, and that's all right. But there are other placements that have to be considered for security. And these are the things I cannot talk about. You see, I don't mind the CIA knowing. But I cannot put you ones through the barrage of letters and inquiries that say, oh, well, I would like to go there then. I know I'm called to serve. I have to put this where you can understand it. This is not in any manner whatsoever to belittle anyone who wants to physically run by information through the physical form. You speak to me, you feel you get no answer, and so I'll write Norma a letter to Anton. That is just fine. But be cautious how you do that. Because when I get, quote, a letter that says, "Dear old buddy, I know that you know me from 99,000 years ago. And we served here and we did all this stuff in Atlantis and we did..." Why are they telling them all this? "Oh, well, they're just really telling you, Hatan." No, you're not. If you want to tell me and you think I'm important enough to remember you from 59,000 years ago, why wouldn't you just tell me? You're writing it so that the human element knows it. And 9 times out of 10, you're trying to put one over on them. I'm in. I have been in. When you know God, you don't speak to anybody else. You wouldn't speak to anybody else. You wouldn't trust them for 5 minutes to get your message to me. I do have to remind ones not to write to Dorma and say to Hatan, "Now you know all about me, just call on me and I will do anything you like me to do." I understand why you do that. But you won't hear my answer unless I take her time to write to you. Because you're expecting the answer in the same mode it is given, the question. And 3 weeks later, you might turn that down a little bit. I'm picking up a little volume myself, which I will also pay for. "Yes, I know. Yes, I hear. And no, I don't have a way in the human form to give you each one instructions. The mission is too massive. And if you feel you have a place in this project, in this mission, we will call it the Phoenix Project because that's what it is. And this is another reason that you're going to get more and more confounded by other copycat Phoenix projects, Phoenix letters, Phoenix journals, Phoenix magazines. The CIA had a massive Phoenix project, still ongoing as a matter of fact. Very valid. And at some point, you know within here that you're part of it. And then it requires a great deal of patience. Hopefully you go about constructive learning or participation. And you're not going to stop doubting. I don't want a single one of you to stop your doubting. Because when you stop your doubting, you get so blame smug, you are always in the light and therefore you needn't think about it.